following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Well, hi everybody, and welcome to another Refuge Daily Devotion Time. This is Mike Rogers coming to you on this January afternoon in 2022. We are in a new year. If some of you know me and know my voice sounds a little bit on the froggy side, it's because I started out the new year with a sore throat. It wasn't something planned, obviously. Certainly wouldn't wish it upon anybody, but it's not too bad compared to a lot of the illnesses that are going around right now. But it's hanging on for a little bit. So, my voice has changed a little bit for the time being. Anyway, I wanted to touch on the subject today of resolutions. Now, that's going to turn some people off, I'm sure. Resolutions, New Year's resolutions particularly, are something that some people look forward to doing, and some people just probably failed, like myself, in the past at doing them, so wanted to write them off all completely and just say, I'm never going to do that again. Makes no point. There's no point in it, but I'm going to touch a little bit on it just because for me, I actually have come to enjoy making them, and I think there's some good things that you can get out of making those resolutions. I want to talk to you about that a little bit. Anyway, we know that at least some of our history goes back to about 3,000 years ago that the Babylonians were actually making New Year's resolutions. And through many, many times, the West and the East have been known for doing it as well. If you even look it up on Wikipedia, which of course I did, I thought I would, and of course Wikipedia, as we know, as even Pastor Bill mentioned this weekend, is something that you can rely on for as much as you can rely on it, because people can change it, and we know that that happens. Anyway, but it does have a good description of resolutions. New Year's resolutions is a tradition most common in the Western world, but also found in the Eastern world, in which a person resolves to continue good practices, change an undesired trait or behavior, and accomplish a personal goal or otherwise improve their life at the start of a new year. And that's where I see that there's a benefit to it. And I think that it's something that trying to look at ourselves in the past and say, you know, there's some things that I need to change. Asking God, of course, for us Christians, we want to look to the Lord and say, Lord, what would you like to have me change this year? Or today, or any day, certainly, but just marking the new year, January 1st, and then from that point on, and then we'll see how we did. I like to write them down. I like to write down my resolutions, but I think it's healthy to have goals and objectives. I think even the Bible tells us, to consider your ways, Haggai says in the first chapter of Haggai, and so we should consider our ways and things that we've been doing, how things are going, to be able to just gauge certain things. I like doing that. I also see where I failed and I need to improve, and that's I think that's something helpful. But as far as resolutions go, just pinpointing a few of them, I wanted to share some that I wrote down for myself, and I think that these are healthy. I want to be wise in what I'm doing with it, so I seek the Lord's guidance on these things. And I also recognize, just as I know the Lord already knows the ones that I won't be able to achieve or the ones that I won't continue on with, but it's good to set goals. Most of them have to do with relationship building. I think that that's really important. When we think about resolutions, I think that the benefits of relationship building, particularly our relationship with God, comes first and foremost. Our relationship with our spouse, if we have one, if we're not single, that's should be right along just in the secondary position, I would say. And then, of course, our family, our friends, the people in our fellowship, our neighbors, our coworkers, if we're still working. I happen to be retired, so I'm really pleased, but I still have some things that relationships with work, and I like to keep those relationships going. I think that they're important, certainly as they relate to how I can serve the Lord in those things. Anyway, a few resolutions that I wrote down, and I think it's important to write them down because then you can look back and see. You're going to likely see where you maybe failed to do to achieve what you had hoped to achieve. You might be surprised and be pleased that you not only achieved what you set out to do or wrote down to do, resolved to do, but you maybe even exceeded it. And maybe the Lord has blessed you in that. He's taken that resolution and said, I'm going to give you a little bit more. Read the word daily, of course, is an important one. Sit quiet and listen. I need to write that down for me to remind me. Read a book every quarter. I don't put a high goal on myself. I'm not a real big book reader, but something other than the Bible. I read one a quarter. Tell my wife that I love her. And that's going to be a daily thing. I wrote that down in parentheses. I need to do that daily and remind myself to do that daily. And to thank the Lord also at least three times daily. Or for at least three things on a daily basis. I believe I do that on a regular basis, but hopefully a lot more than three things, because I have a lot more than three things to be thankful for. To walk, from a physical standpoint, that's oftentimes the most common resolutions. People are wanting to lose weight and those kind of things, but to walk 30 minutes a day would be a good goal. To clean out the garage and my closets as often as possible, but certainly do some spring cleaning coming up soon. I also would like to learn a new guitar chord. At least one a year would be good. I have a very few amount of guitar chords that I can actually play that I've learned through the years. And then, of course, there's lots of things like making sure that I have a date night or a date day with my wife. Those are important. And do that as often as possible. Perhaps one a week would be great. That would give me 52 of them in a week. I think that would be something that would not only be pleasing to myself and my wife, but certainly the Lord would honor that. And then also to make a new friend. If I were to make a new friend each month and have that goal of at least making at least one new friend a month, that'd be 12 new friends at the end of the year. And come December of 2022, I'd like to look back and be able to list those 12 friends that I've made. I think that would just be an awesome benefit and privilege. You know, I can't do any of this stuff all on my own, and I know that none of us really can. But if we look to the Lord, and in Philippians 4:13 it says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So none of these things on this list are impossible to do, certainly. With God's strength and with his wisdom in knowing that I'm doing the right thing and hitting in the direction that would please him, I think that that is something that would be extremely helpful and would be a very, very clear means of success for me. Jesus tells us in John's Gospel, chapter 15, verse 5, he declares that I am the vine and you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If God is in the center of our New Year's resolution, then we are set up for success instead of failure. Then the New Year's resolution doesn't seem to be something too unattainable for us. Matter of fact, it's very obtainable, particularly if it's within God's will. So I pray that this year that you would be blessed in 2022 and that you would go ahead and take the time to write down a few of your New Year's resolutions if you haven't. Don't beat yourself up if you don't make them all, but certainly look to the Lord for his guidance and his strength, because it's through him, it's through Jesus Christ that we can do anything. All things are possible through him. And so let's look to that. And I praise God for you, and I thank God that you're tuning in for this Daily Devo. And this is Mike Rogers signing out for January of 2022.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart. Set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the daily life begin. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that lies.